You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. We're here every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And tonight we have a very special guest returning here. Trevor Jackson is here in the studio. Trevor came straight from the airport. Almost didn't make it.
I'm here.
Immigration
computer,
wouldn't let you in.
Computer meltdown. Really, honestly, we were standing there for 2 hours waiting for computers to come on again.
U.S. immigration. It's terrible.
But I'm here.
Yeah, it was good. So you're here and you're playing on Thursday over at Love, right?
Indeed I am, yeah.
And I don't have the address up for Love right now.
We can get it in a minute.
But I will get it. Yeah. And because we are actually giving away tickets to go see you play on Thursday.
You?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
So if people want to write down the number, it's 212-998-1818. We're going to be giving away tickets a little bit into your mix. I'm going to go on and
we'll
give away some tickets. But do you want to say, I mean, what's your thing with this mix that for tonight? What's the idea behind it? I mean, not, you know.
It's not a highly conceptual
thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be.
Don't put me out. You just said do a mix for me. I'm not. It's funny. I was saying to you before, because it's basically, I looked at the playlist. A lot of people seem to be playing a lot of old music recently. And I was a bit like, actually, there's loads of good new music out there. So I thought I'd try and do a mix. And most of the time I do mixes with new stuff. But I wanted to do a 90. But I think there's one record which is maybe a reissue. But apart from that, it's pretty much all new music. Because I'm feeling quite passionate about new music at the moment, and I know a lot of people maybe aren't, but I think there's lots of good stuff out there, so I try to put lots of it in my mix.
So is there anything standout special of new music that you'd want to mention? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Nothing really stand out at the moment. you're gonna play them if you talk after the mix. And
we will talk after the mix. Yeah, we'll do that. So but for now, we're going to start playing the mix, and then in a little bit, I'm going to give away these tickets to see Trevor Jackson playing over at Love, which is right here near WNYU. It's over in Greenwich Village. It's right off of Washington Square Park is where Love is, but we'll have the address for you later on. Again, it's 212-998-1818 if you want to write that down. And let's get started. Beats in Space here with Trevor Jackson, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Makes me fly, rise with me and kiss the sky over the city far away up to the sunshiny day. We'll be right back.
Tell me what I have. What I have. Yeah. And so somebody told me, you got it all. Somehow. And you really move me. You really do. Cause from the temple to my guts, one finger music drives me nuts.
say? What you say? What you say? What you say? We'll be right back.
you're listening to Beats in Space, here with a special mix from Trevor Jackson, and we are going to do a ticket giveaway now because he is DJing this Thursday over at Love, which is at 179 McDougal Street and 8th Street. So it's this Thursday, February 7th, over at Love, which has supposed to be the best sound system in New York. And so if you want tickets to that, call up 212-998-1818. I think I have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. So yeah, just call up 212-998-1818 if you want tickets to go see Trevor Jackson this Thursday, February 7th at Love, 179 McDougal Street at 8th Street. And here we go. We still have another 17 minutes left with Trevor here on the mix, and we'll talk to him for a little bit afterwards as well. 212-998-1818. You're listening to Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Oh,
Thank you.
Gonna be some space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. And you've been listening to a mix from Trevor Jackson, which is just ending now. Thank you, Trevor, for again coming on here. And
I came all the way from London just to be
here.
To come and spend some time with you.
I know, I really appreciate it.
You're just, you know, you're a fine host. What can I say?
But this Thursday over at Love should be a really good time. We're going to say again, it's 179 McDougal Street at 8th Street.
Indeed.
Right, Greenwich Village, Washington Square Park area. And big thanks to Karina and Douglas who won tickets. And Trevor, you had mentioned... I should start.
Tim, you look lost for words, man.
I always am. I'm terrible at, but you're never lost for words. Come on, you can always.
I can talk to the cows coming home, can't I? You ever need a stand-in, I'm more than happy to fly over and be here for you.
But you were mentioning before that you are working on a new album.
I am.
I mean,
indeed.
We're not going to talk about any specifics with it, right?
I have been working on the album for about 7 years, admittedly. So I do want to finish it sometime in the very near future. But I've just got such high quality control that maybe, I don't know, it's quite scary. You know, you come to a certain point when you don't put stuff out for a while, and I do think maybe it's not quite good enough. And then, I don't know, but I'm not in a hurry. I make music for myself. I don't honestly make it for anyone else but myself. So until I'm happy with it, it's not really going to see the light of day. But, you know, I know maybe... sounds a bit arrogant, but that's just the truth, you know.
Well, but you've been doing some stuff, you said, under other names as well. Is that, I mean,
well, the truth, what it is, I've been, you know, since obviously it's been quite a weird few years, like, so I closed the label down,
yeah,
and then I've been spending time kind of doing other shit. And other stuff, and I apologize to people who are under, sorry. Shall I leave now?
Yeah. No. This is why I don't keep you on the microphone here.
Okay.
No. Keep going.
No, okay. So, yeah, basically, I closed the label, and then... But since I did the last Playgroup album, I've been making loads of music, but the label kind of stopped me from getting stuff finished, and then since the label closed, I've been finishing stuff off. So there's tons of stuff going to be coming out under different names, under pseudonyms, more kind of underground, kind of odd stuff.
Yeah.
And then the Playgroup album will... I'm going to get it finished this year, so whether it'll come out this year I don't know, but it'll be out as soon as it possibly can. And then I've been doing, obviously most people know I do graphics as well and art direction stuff, and I've been working on a big audio visual show which I did at the IMAX last year, a big screen in London, and it's like a live AV show, and it's something I'm kind of trying to develop for a tour, and that's kind of the future of where I think things are heading for me, really, something different.
I just forgot what I was going to ask you, Trevor. I'm sorry.
What's going on? Man, what's happened? Are you in love with me? You got some. What's going on here? I've never seen you look so embarrassed, man.
Oh, man. No, I'm sorry. I had a really good question in my head, and then I just lost it.
But we were talking before about how I said the mix was all new music, right?
Yeah, that was my question. I was going to ask you about the mix, because we had started off, you know, saying you're going to tell us some of the tracks that...
What, no,
the new stuff that you're so into.
Well, the thing is, I made the mix yesterday, if I'm honest with you.
You made it yesterday?
I made it yesterday.
But you said you were doing it long ago.
I made it yesterday, and I bought all the records, all those records, the brand new records I bought over the past few weeks. And they're so new, I can't even remember half the names of them, if I'm honest with you. But anyway, the funny thing was, I'm saying it's all new music, but actually listening to it with you, 90% of it is new music that actually sounds like old music. Yeah. So it's a little bit kind of ironic, really.
But you'll email me the playlist.
No, yeah, the playlist,
and we'll put that up.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. A couple I might leave. A couple of goodies there I might leave off, just for the heads to kind of try and hunt out.
Okay. But, all right. Well, thank you again.
Pleasure.
And have a good time Thursday over at Love.
I'm kind of intimate. That sound system is rather obscene for people that haven't been there before, and it is.
You better go early and practice.
I've got to practice, exactly.
Yeah, you got
to
go practice.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope people come down with I'm going to play some loads of different stuff. So hopefully people come with an open mind and feet that want to dance as well.
And tonight we also have in the studio
This is crazy. This is like, for me, when I was a kid, you used to listen to New York and you listen to Red Alert and it'd have like people come in for a freestyle. So it's like Trevor Jackson and I have Kieran Hebden here, special guest, come here. And I didn't even know Kushak's here as well.
So we're gonna have a freestyle.
So all we need is like this is what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. This is amazing. This is
I never expected anything like this.
So
all I need to do is drag in now. We drag in Sonovac and drag in the whole of the old output roster that could possibly fit in here, and we have like a big kind of Marley Trevor Jackson in control volume 3. All right, I'm gonna leave you to it.
Well,
it's Kieran.
Kieran, so you're here in New York recording right now, right?
Yeah, I'm working on a record with Steve Reed at the moment. We've come to make it in New York. It's his hometown and he wanted to get back to his roots.
So, and which studio are you recording at right now?
We're at Avatar Studios.
Which is the old Chic Studios?
Yeah, it was the Power Station, I think it was called. And yeah, I think Chic did all their stuff there.
Because I thought all the really high-end studios had closed down. I mean, a lot of them have closed down.
Yeah, apparently. But like I came like a year ago looking around studios in New York trying to find one that we wanted a really amazing live room for good kind of drum sound and stuff.
Yeah.
And this one's
and
got
this
it.
Is
so,
the, yeah. This is the one?
Yeah, I feel pretty honored to be there at the moment.
And you said tonight that you've got tracks from your new album.
There's like a kind of EP about to come out, new Fortet EP. Which literally I finished it a week ago. I've got a CDR with me here now. And over Christmas, I just started working on some music. I haven't made any like purely electronic music in quite a while. And I've been doing lots of DJing and stuff. I've got shows in London. I thought I really just want to put something new out.
Yeah.
To kind of just refresh things. And yeah, that's what I made. So I thought I'd play some of those tracks tonight.
All right. So when do you think this will be coming out then?
April.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's get started and we'll play okay. This and we'll go from there. So here we go. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Okay, hold on just a second. Hold We're gonna queue it up in just a second, but I just have to flick a switch really quickly. Technical errors here. Okay, technical difficulties over. I apologize about that. This is
no problem at all.
College radio here. I know. Well, I'm not going to let you after that, what you said on the radio. okay, here we go.